Welcome to Hot Mom Habits, the ultimate podcast for moms who want to prioritize their health and wellness while doing all the things. I'm your host, Natalie Schwartz, certified health coach, postpartum fitness instructor, and mom of three. I'm here to help you establish healthy habits and maintain a balanced lifestyle. So let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am going to get into how I lost 52 pounds postpartum, what I did to be successful with that and do it in my mid-30s when you know your body's not bouncing back like it does in your 20s. So here's the thing that I want to say. Everybody's journey is going to look a little bit differently. This is what worked for me, and this is what has worked for countless women inside of my membership community, Elevate. So one of the first things that I will say is that I have been certified in pre and postnatal fitness since my first son was less than a year old. And so that's like almost been 7 years. And despite that, I would consistently work out, but then I would get unmotivated, or I was working out consistently because I was teaching. So I'd have to show up to do the workout. But left to my own devices for many years, I just could not figure out how to be consistent or to motivate myself to keep it going. I'd be like, okay, I'm motivated for a few days. This feels really good. And then I'd be like, oh, I just don't feel like it today. And then I'd sort of like fall off the wagon and I'd be like, oh, well, screw it. Like, I'm not going to be consistent. Like, I'll go for a walk or whatever. And so there were a few mindset shifts there that needed to take place, as well as putting some processes in place in order to set myself up to be successful. If you are newly postpartum, or even if you are a year, 2 years postpartum, I want to tell you that the key, at least for me, and I can speak for a few women, was to find, do, fall in love with short workouts. Because I had a toddler at home, I had a brand new baby at home, and I had a kid in school. So I wanted to be able to get a workout in and still have time for myself while it was nap time. Because I think that if you're using nap time as the time when you're doing your workout, which I highly recommend, if your workout is taking you 30, 45 minutes to do at home, and then the baby's up in 15 minutes, or sometimes the baby only sleeps 45 minutes, you start to resent the workout, because then it's just this thing that you're doing, which you may not be loving at first, and then the baby wakes up immediately. So you're thrown back into the constant demand of the baby or the toddler, whoever. So the key for me was really finding that sweet spot of like a 20-ish minute workout, so I could get in my workout and I could still have time to take a shower and put some makeup on, or do the dishes, or start laundry, or play with my other child. So I think that that is such an important piece to keep in mind. And that is the majority of the workouts that I have inside of my Elevate community too, is around that 20-ish minute mark, because it gives you a quick, effective workout and then you still have time. So you're not resenting the workout, because guess what? If you're resenting the workout, you're not going to want to come back to it. Which brings me to the other point, is finding a workout routine or a workout program that you enjoy. Because if you look forward to it or you enjoy it, you will continue to come back to it. If you are on the struggle bus, that's literally why we had to sell our Peloton. We had our Peloton, we bought it during COVID like everybody else, and I hated it. I hated clipping in those shoes, getting on the bike. Like, sure, it feels good. You're sweating. You can, you know, take a class. The instructors are fun. But I just did not look forward to it. Like, that was not my jam. I did not want to be stuck on a bike. It like hurts your butt. Like, it's just like not, at least for me, the vibe. So then I would never do it. And it sat there, a very expensive, huge piece of metal that collected dust. So Finding workouts that you enjoy will keep you coming back to the workout, okay? And then the next part is setting up a schedule. And this is where the consistency and the habit formation comes into play. When you have small kids at home, it is so important to make a schedule for yourself of when you're going to work out each day. And I highly, highly suggest that you pick the same time every day that you're going to do your workout. And the reason for this is because your body will start to crave it at that time. And you will feel weird not doing it. And it becomes this consistent activity that you are showing up for daily that all of a sudden a habit is formed. It's just part of who you are now. It is just part of your lifestyle. Just like getting up and brushing your teeth. It's something that you have shown up to do consistently for your entire life. Just like showing up for me at 9 a.m., I put the baby down, which is my cue. I roll out my mat. Even if I'm in my pajamas, I do one of my Elevate workouts. I'm done in 20, 23 minutes. And I get up, I shower, I put on my makeup, and I still have time to do a few other things before the before the baby wakes up. When you are making a schedule for yourself, please know that it is not going to be perfect every single day. And be available and be willing to be flexible. Because one day the baby might not go down. The baby might be sick. Your toddler might be more demanding. Whatever it is. And that's okay. Do not let that throw you off though. And that's where that mindset piece now comes in. Because like I was sharing in the beginning, maybe we've all done this, stuck to a workout routine, or like, I'm going to eat healthy tomorrow, or tomorrow I'm going to start a cleanse or whatever. And you do it for a few days and then you don't do it for a day. And then you feel like, oh, well, I missed a day. So screw it. Like, I'm just not going to stick with this. Wrong, girl. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That is where so many people get tripped up, is because we are so used to what the diet industry and the exercise industry forces on us, is that you have to be rigid. It's rigidity. It's being strict. You have to follow the 75 hard. You fall off a day, you have to start over. Like, just, it's too intense. Like, who the fuck needs that? Like, we don't. Like, we're dealing with too much other shit being a mom. Like, no thank you. So if you fall off a day, no problem. Just go, okay, yesterday wasn't working out, but we're gonna pick back up the next day, or in 2 days, or whenever it is. Do not decide now that you're going to make that mindset shift where it's like, I'm not going to let that deter me, because nothing in life is 100% guaranteed and exactly perfect every single day. But if you can power through and the majority of the days look consistent, I guarantee you, you will form a new habit and you will be the type of woman who works out regularly, because you've set that schedule at play. And if you have little kids at home or kids that are of napping age, as soon as nap time starts is a powerful move. For those of you that don't have kids that nap anymore, let them see you work out. Set them up with Blippi, give them an activity, Legos, coloring, whatever, and you roll that mat out in the living room, you do what you need to do and go, this is mommy's time for 20 minutes, here's your activity or here's a show, whatever it is, and you let them see you work out, because that shows them that you care for yourself, that you have special time for mom where she's pouring in to herself, to her health, to her wellness. And then they are going to see that. They are going to take that in like a little sponge, and that will be normal for them. It is a beautiful gift that we can give our children, is when they can watch us by doing, not by saying. We can't say we're going to work out, say we're going to eat healthy, and then we never do it. Our kids learn by watching us do what we say we're going to do, and that they will internalize, accept as normal, and that will be part of their life as well, which is so powerful, and it is a free gift we can set them up with and give them now. So find the mindset shift, okay? If you fall off for a day or two of your schedule, don't say screw it. It's all right. That happens. Or it's like when people go, I'm going on this 30-day cleanse and I can't do this 30-day clean eating program because I have a birthday party and then it's 4th of July. Okay, well then have the cake and the wine at the birthday party. Have whatever the hell you're going to have on 4th of July. But for the other 28 days of the program, you're rocking it. You know, like we're so wild as humans that it's like, we base eating shitty food and drinking alcohol around why we can't commit to doing something for our health. Is that not insane when you truly think about it? I used to do a network marketing company and we would run this 30-day clean eating program. And I cannot tell you, it was like pulling teeth because people were like, oh, I have an anniversary. I have a wedding, da, da, da. Because no fault of their own, in their minds, they needed to be strict for the 30 days to follow it to make it worth the money to spend on it. And that's where we have to unlearn that. That's that mindset piece of how you will be consistent to lose the weight and to create this exercise routine is unlearning that rigidness. Like, it's okay. If you're in the middle of just a 10-day workout streak and you miss 2 days, who cares? Nobody is shaming you. Get back on the horse and keep it going. So the mindset piece, then your schedule, because your schedule is going to equal a time that is in your time slot. It is your appointment with yourself that you will start to notice that you are consistently showing up for, which is going to form a habit, which is going to make it so easy and carefree and just flows into your life. And that is where change is going to happen. And this goes with healthy eating too. Eating is like a little bit more trickier and we'll get into that in another episode. But honestly, that was the biggest game changer for me. That was how I was able to lose the weight, keep it off, and be consistent. It was 20-minute workouts because I did not want to resent the workout because my kids notoriously are not long nappers. So I knew I needed for my own sanity to have some time after that nap or during that nap after my workout for myself. Like, I like to put on makeup. That makes me feel good. Whatever it is for you, you want to make sure that you're not resenting the workout, so then you're not wanting to show up for it. So find a workout program you love. You know I have my workout program, Elevate. It's a monthly membership for moms. Over 100 on-demand workouts in the library. Every new workout every week. There's a new challenge that's free for the members. There's a new meal plan, recipes, community. Everything you need is inside of there. Or you can find something else that you love. So find a workout routine that you love, that you do not resent, that you do not dread showing up for. Be okay with your mindset. Shift that mindset. And then set up your schedule. Honestly, those three things were so crucial for me because, like I said, I had always worked out. I'm doing air quotes right now that you can't see. But I had never been able to really nail down this consistency. And so it has been game changing. And it's been so fun for me too, because sometimes my 4-year-old will come over and he'll be like, I want to do the workout with you. Or he'll just go, okay, you put Hudson down. He goes, are you going to do your workouts now? And I say, yes, I am. We can go in the basement today to do the workout and you can build Legos down there because that's where their Legos are. Like, he knows now the drill and he knows the schedule. Sure, there's some times where I'm in a plank and he comes and sits on my back. It's like, it's not ideal, but it's like, okay, what can you do? Don't let your kids be the reason you are not showing up to be the best version of yourself to crush it. Because guess what? When you are taken care of mentally and physically, when you are feeling on fire, you are showing up as the better mom. You are showing up as a better partner. You're showing up as a better version for yourself. So commit to you, implement those things that we talked about today, and trust me, there is a transformation waiting for you on the other side. There is no doubt about it. That was how I was able to be so successful with the weight loss after having the baby. And now the baby is a year and a half. I have continued the same schedule. His nap time is much later now. His nap time is like 10, 30, 11. So I pushed my workout until that time because, girl, I've tried to work out with a 1.5-year-old walking around. It's insane. So I just was like, I have to be flexible now. Instead of knowing I'm getting my workout done at 9, it's going to be 11, and that's okay. That's the season that we're in. So I hope that that was helpful for you because honestly, those are three things you can implement right now that are free and that are going to give you results. I love you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, you can start your 7-day free trial of Elevate at any time and work out with me for free for a week and see how you like it. Come back tomorrow for part 2 of how I lost 52 pounds postpartum, where I share all about nutrition, what I ate, when I ate it, and all the things.